goal of spreading this information to humanity by relying on text, by relying on languages that die off, by relying on anecdotal testimony. That's not a pathway to truth. And anything that would qualify for a God should know this, which means either that God doesn't exist or it doesn't care enough about those people who understand the nature of evidence to actually present it. Faith isn't a pathway to truth. Everybody's, every religion has some sort of faith. People take things on, you know, if faith is your pathway, you can't distinguish between Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, any of these others. How is it that you use reason as a path to truth in every endeavor of your life? And then when it comes to the ultimate truth, the most important truth, you're saying that faith is required. And how does that reflect on a God who supposedly exists and wants you to have a secret? What kind of God requires faith instead of evidence? I don't have faith. Faith is the excuse people give for believing something when they don't have evidence. Yeah, I mean, if you come up with something that I believe that I don't have evidence for, guess what I'll do? I'll stop believing. That's the nature of a rational mind. That is the goal. My only goal was to be the best Christian I could be and represent this to people who didn't believe. And what I found, because I actually cared about whether or not my beliefs were true rather than whether they felt good, was that my beliefs weren't justified. Try as I might and pray as hard as I could, no answer comes. No evidence is forthcoming. And when I talk to people about this, the only answer they ever offer is the one you did, which is, well, you just got to have faith. Well, sorry, I don't. And not only do I'm not sorry that I don't, I'm sorry for others that they think that I should have, because faith is not a virtue. Faith is gullibility.